China? China. Quack, quack. Yeah, boy. Boy, what's up, boys and girls? Oh shit! Welcome to another fucking day of podcasting with the best podcaster in the game. Would you guys not say? Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to right now? Joe Rogan? Some of the fucking benders out of the English podcast scene? I'll kill them all. Give me my big knife. I'm going slitting throats. I'm going collecting. You know the way they used to collect What you used to collect? Scalps? Well, I'm collecting fucking microphones. I'm going fucking trashing these podcasts, and I get a knife and I cut the wire to their microphone and I tie it to my belt. Oh, I'm a brood boy. How's everyone doing anyway? Are you good? I've been doing nothing, you know? I've been lounging around, being a piece of shit. I've got no get up and go at the moment. I'm kind of just waiting to die. When's it going to happen, God? Smite me. I dare you, you pussy. Smite me. Nothing. See? He's a fucking girl. God's a girl. I think yesterday's podcast was about, let's get into a fucking mood, shouldn't we? What was yesterday's podcast about? Oh yeah, we went from a far right podcast to a far left podcast. Today we've balanced to somewhere in the middle again. Well, we should be. This isn't a political podcast. I told you already. I've told you a lot of things, though. It's a history, news, LGBT rights, animal rights, Christian rights, and the far right of the Christian rights, and I'm into Muslims. Fuck, maybe I should convert to Islam. That might be a good move for me, you know? I was thinking, like, because I started doing stand-up comedy, which is a cult, by the way. Don't get involved. If you're someone who's thinking to get into stand-up comedy, I reckon you're better off joining a militia. You'll meet more decent people and it will be a more productive way to spend your time. But if you must, don't. I don't need any more friends. How many friends do you have in the scene, Mark? Fucking four or something. Shut the fuck up. But I got into stand-up comedy in 2014, 2015. And you know what I could have gotten in twins instead? You know what was hot right back then? What was hot was ISIS. People were flying from Western countries to Turkey to sneak into whatever the place ISIS was at. Iraq, through the back door. People were doing that the whole time, especially straight white converts. If only I had that DeLorean, mate. I could go back and just join ISIS instead of going to open mics. Because you know what? I'd be more productive. I'd probably be out of prison right now and have an award-winning book called White Jihad. I didn't do nothing. I used my skin colour to get out of punishment. Now, I would have been a sick terrorist. I just don't believe in any. I don't believe in anything. That's my problem. Obviously, I believe in Jesus. I say that, you know what I mean? If he does come back, like, he's going to listen to my podcast. I guess Jesus could already listen to the podcast. You can probably download these in heaven. Do they got Wi-Fi up there? I mean, Wi-Fi and the Holy Spirit are the same thing. Very effective. You just can't see either of them, you know what I mean? But yeah, so I could have joined ISIS, but I chose the path of stand-up comedy, which was definitely, I'm not going to say the completely wrong path, but certainly it's certainly on a par with fundamental Wahhabist Islam, for sure. You know, you're burning a pilot in a cage and bombing it an open mic. They're both nasty things. They're both nasty things to be doing in your time. In your spare time, it's not nice, you know? Anyway. So, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just getting hopped up on caffeine until the fentanyl fucking makes its way over here. But, yeah. Do you guys want to, it's a history podcast. I told you that. I'll fucking fight you. I'm fucking amped up. I'm halfway through a coffee. I'm going to fight any man. One-handed. I'll fight you one-handed, right? And I'll switch my stance to southpaw. So I'll have to jab you with my right hand. My right hand's retarded because I'm left-handed. But I fight orthodox. That's a cunt who can't speak English right there. I used to box, man. I boxed from like 16 or 17 to like 21 or 22. And I won like fucking my first 5 fights. And then I lost my second 5 fights. My first 5 I won, my second 5 I lost. Is that how numbers work? So just one day, I just became retarded at boxing. And the same thing happened in hurling. In hurling and football. I was like bad at hurling for years. I was shy. But slowly through just grit and effort and just pucking the ball off a wall every night, I got the coordination going. And I was kind of fast and shit, and I've got good reflexes and I'm healthy. And I run uphill. I just used to run everywhere. I was a healthy young buck. Because I lived far away from everyone. So I just ran everywhere. So I worked my way into midfield. That's like where the fucking fast guns are. I was one of the best in the team for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then one day I turned up to training. All the skill was gone out of my body. Useless. Useless cunt. Absolutely terrible. That can happen. You can just be bad at something one day out of nowhere. And it's probably something to do with like some sort of brain damage I've slowly been accumulating over the last 34 years. I don't know what, am I just inhaling fucking some sort of bacteria or something? Some sort of fucking mold. I don't know what it is. But it's going to happen in comedy. Or it's already happened. You know what? Comedy is subjective. So you can be bad at comedy and just persist on and just upset everyone around you and just never be socially aware enough to fucking ever have to deal with it. Your family, your friends, it's killing everyone around you. No, let's keep on going. Let's keep on going. Let's break the night. Let's run the fucking light. You pack of dogs. You dirty dogs. I'm not happy with the... what a happy boy. No, I'm having a great time. I'm having a great time. The sun's shining and shit, you know what I mean? Who the fuck? Anyway, what's going on in history? I heard you ask. You're like, get back to the through line, Mark. You've got an arc to this podcast. We want to hear about what happened on May the 20th throughout the years. The years we have listed gone by. I'll tell you something. I did May 20th yesterday and I'm going to do it again today. Because I'm fucking living in the future and also in the present, but never in the past. Because I'll never accept responsibility for anything I've done. That's someone who's like, no, never look back. Never look back in the past. Because you never want to accept responsibility for the wrongs. Never try and right your wrongs. Just, the first, listen to this, in 1927. You guys fucking fuck with 1927. First non-stop solo transatlantic. Ooh! Is the Atlantic Ocean a fucking male or a female? What am I like? Come on, let's give yourself a round of applause there. That was some good wordplay. Some good wordplay. And he's taking a gun and he's putting it in his mouth. American aviator Charles Lindbergh completed the first non-stop solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean on this day in 1927. Traveling from New York to Paris. In the monoplane. That sounds like a boring cunt of a plane, doesn't it? Spirit of St. Louis. It took him 33.5 hours to do that. Fuck, that must have felt good landing in Paris. And then just instantly getting syphilis off some French dirt bird. Wee, 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 wee. My wee, 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 wee is burning. All right, well done to Charlie. Charlie Lindbergh. Charlie boy. Right, let's go to fucking 1862. Do you guys remember? Fuck yeah. U.S. Homestead Act signed. On this day in 1862, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln signed the Homestead Act, which provided 160 acres of public land virtually free of charge to those who lived on and cultivated the land for the last 5 years. Now that's a fucking sick rule. Imagine trying to implement that. You know what I'm trying to say. Imagine trying that today. All the land's been taken. I'm an indigenous to Ireland. That's what people go, it's like, well, you're a white. Yeah, but I'm a white indigenous to Ireland. I don't know why. I don't think the English people that live here are indigenous to England. I think they're some sort of fucking mixed mongrel dog. But I don't know. If you hang around some cunt's garden long enough, you should just have their garden. I'm an anarchist. I know yesterday it went from a far-right podcast to a completely queer rights podcast within 14 minutes. But today we're anarchists. We're just chaotic jungle anarchists. So watch out. I'm going to sharpen a butter knife, heat it up, and fucking burn my own face. I don't know, boy. I think I'm going to a gig in a second. I don't even know. I'm not even on the lineup. I'm going to, like, elbow my way in. Kind of. I don't feel good doing that, but I got nothing else going on, you know? I've just got my podcast and my open mics. That's very funny to me for a second there. I've just got my podcast. Who listens to your podcast, Mark? 30 Brave Souls. And I've got my open mics. Who goes to your open mics? Fucking retards. You should see me. I'm out at my picnic desk, which is also called The Lab. My fucking studio, which is a picnic table. I've got my hood up and I've got aviators on. I look like fucking Ted Kaczynski. I look like the Unabomber. But I don't got his fucking mastery with numbers and words and shit, you know what I mean? I'm like fucking Down Syndrome Ted Kaczynski. I am broadcasting. This is my manifesto. And it makes absolutely no sense. I've heard people listen to my manifesto and then they had to... They went to special school. Oh, he's on fire today, isn't he? Whoop, 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 whoop. Anyway, what's going on in the news? Russia Wagner Group claims full control of Bakhmut. Fucking, I can't be dealing with this because this is going back and forth. Ukraine says fighting is still going on. So it's just whoever says it, whoever dealt it, smelt it. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. This war doesn't make any sense anymore. I don't care. What is the F-16 fighter jet? Why does Ukraine want it? Can we have other news, please? Terror and desperation inside back. I don't care. Stop it. Stop it right. You know what? I'm going to go and join that war and stop it. With this podcast. This podcast is going to stop the war. We just need to get the Russians and the Ukrainians listening to this podcast. And everyone will just try and kill me because I'm so retarded. And I'll be a common enemy. I am your common enemy. You fucking pussies. You Eastern European Russian penises. Get your penis out of my shit ass, you penis head. It's good to be alive, I'll tell you that much. Syrian President Assad attends Arab League summit after 12-year ban. What is he banned for? They marry fucking 12-year-olds over there. What was he probably banned for? Anyway, that's good. I like when people, you know, get, you know, they got over their ban and they're friends again. That's good. That's always good, man. Anyway, all right. Everything's a big waste of time in my life. No, I'm only joking. I'm a very happy fella. I'm a very happy man. I'm kind of pissed off with what happened to the music. I had something going on, and then it just did its own fucking thing. Anyway, get the fuck out of town, you fucking dogs. Get your fucking shit out of my ass right now. All right, let's wrap it up, shall we? Well, that was a nice wander through my fucking my mental state. Pretty pumped, I would say. Positive, feeling good. The leaves are green outside, you know. Well, that's what my visual cortex is telling me. You know what I mean? It's all an illusion. None of it's even real. But yeah, I guess I'll make my way to this fucking gig and see if I can do 5 minutes. Cause I got nothing else to do, do I? I could do another podcast and stop the war. But listen, I'm a busy man. No, you're not. Shut up. Hey. I've been doing some soul searching. And you should all do some soul searching. And I searched for my soul. And all I found was neurons and receptors. So it's just synapses, man. There's no soul. There's just a synapses that gives it the illusion of a conscious agent. No, I don't believe that. Jesus might be listening. There's a soul. Start your soul. And just be nice. Be true. Be fresh. Wipe your ass properly. All the good stuff. Nah, man. Peace out. I mean, we started good. We ended shit. But what can you do? Fuck it. This is... Live every day as if it's your last. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's an insane way to live your life. Live every day and just enjoy being young. And if you're old, you're fucked. I'm sorry. Peace out, guys.